everybody, Mike Lawson here, CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Constellation's launch conference here in Durham, North Carolina, on the campus of Duke University. This is really nice around here. This is makes me want to go back to college a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
It's really nice here. But anyway, speaking of really nice, we have Shawnee Price here in the studio lounge from Co-op Solutions. Shawnee, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Did I get your name right? Is it Shawnee?
It's Shawnee.
God, yeah. First time. Yay. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yay! So how's the conference going for you?
I'm having a blast.
Good.
I'm having a great time. A lot of great people, a lot of interesting stuff happening in there. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of the old co-op in a lot of ways.
Yeah, you're right.
Being the aggregator and pulling people together, that mm-hmm. partnership, that collaboration. It's great. I'm having a really good time. Really enjoying
cool.
it.
Cool. I was about to ask. I was like, hey, what brings co-op here? What brings you here to the conference? How are you guys working with Constellation?
Yeah, we partnered with Constellation after a mutual client of ours started working with them.
Mm-hmm.
And through that collaboration, we have just decided to have some conversations about how we can deepen the integration for our clients mm-hmm. who are asking for it mm-hmm. and the various different ways. I think co-op has always been agnostic in the providers we work with,
yeah.
and we have always prided ourselves on giving our credit unions options. And Constellation really just helps to bridge that gap.
Oh, yeah.
Pulling all of the fintech companies together, being an aggregator for the solutions our credit unions want.
Mm-hmm.
I think they believe and they understand what our credit unions need.
Yeah, good point. Tell us why partnerships are so important to co-op and why they're important to, and a part of being, or part of doing business today, because we talk about partnerships until we're blue in the face, but tell us from the co-op perspective, what's the importance or the significance there?
I think the big importance of partnership is knowing that we cannot do it alone. I think we all have to understand that we have to work. Our clients are expecting and demanding that we work together to deliver these solutions.
Yeah, you're right.
So we have to. We have to go back to that credit union spirit, that mindset of how do we help our credit unions deliver the solutions they're looking to deliver. So
mm-hmm.
that whole people helping people, people working together, that whole concept, that's why partnerships are so important.
Yeah.
It kind of takes us back to the root of what credit unions really are.
Yep, you got that right for sure. And according to Co-op's own research, members trust their credit unions to have the best interest in mind, but don't trust them to deliver the payments technology they want. Are partnerships one way of going about winning back that member trust?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
And the biggest reason I would say yes is because, one, our credit unions, the members trust their credit unions, right? So they would rather do business with their credit unions. But credit unions have, I mean, let's be honest, I mean, they have historically been very conservative in a lot of things that mm-hmm. they do, which, while they have the trust of the members, sometimes that puts, you know, them a little bit behind from
right.
a technology standpoint.
Yeah.
So the fact that there are so many different companies out here, disruptors and different fintech companies that our credit unions have to choose from,
mm-hmm.
again, working with those providers who are actually delivering in a different way than what we historically have seen,
mm-hmm.
working together to figure out how do we keep the legs of the stool stable? How do we pull in the core, the data processors, the various processors and mobile providers, online banking, loan origination?
Mm-hmm.
How do we all work together to deliver a solution that our credit unions are looking for?
Yeah, that's a lot of pieces
to
keep together, for
a lot
sure,
of
and
pieces.
Keep them in synchronicity, so to speak. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. But you guys do a fabulous job of that. Let's get back to your partnership with Constellation.
Sure.
So you guys made an announcement. Gosh, if I can get that out. You guys made an announcement last week about a digital task force that you guys have set up to help expedite products and services to your mutual clients. Can you describe that a little bit?
Yeah, so I think one of the biggest challenges, and I kind of alluded to this, is the delivery of the solutions.
Mm-hmm.
The task force was put together to really work with our credit unions and their providers to collaborate and say, hey, how do we get this work done? How do we prioritize what's important? We know everyone wants everything yesterday, right now, right?
Yep.
But we have to be realistic in our expectations of what we're able to deliver. And working with Constellation, we've been able to sit down with our credit unions, Connecta, Nucenda, Coastal, and say, here's what we want to deliver and here's how we want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the purpose of the task force. How do we better work together?
Right.
So that's what we're doing.
All right. And Connecta was here. Did you hang out with them
for
a little bit?
I did. Willis last night. Yeah. Willis and I chatted quite a while last night at the arcade.
He's such a funny guy. So he came out here. We did an interview with him and he was like showing me all this stuff on his phone and their app, and like, oh my gosh, blowing my mind, and we were all geeking out about it, so it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So good stuff. Hey, lastly, so any highlights from the conference so far? Kind of getting back to the whole conference aspect, anything stand out for you? Or?
Well, honestly, I know how cliche this sounds, but really the people.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the intimate setting. I love the conference isn't so huge that you don't have an opportunity to talk to people. Met some really, really awesome people, had an opportunity to sit down and chat with them, figure out what their their needs are, and just, you know, on a personal level, what's happening in your life, and just hanging out. I mean, that's that's been the highlight. I mean,
yeah, I agree.
Axe throwing, an arcade. I mean, good old fashioned fun with good people. So that's been my highlight.
Yeah, axe throwing, which she is very good at. We have video of her hitting the bullseye multiple times. So, Shawnee, you are excelling in that area.
Thank you. I'm trying. Now I have to do some more when I get home.
Exactly. So, if this co-op thing doesn't ever work out for you, axe throwing might be the next one for you.
It's all the years of throwing shoes and remote controls at my kids. It's paying off, just hitting them.
Wow, I didn't think of it that way. So, gosh, I should have used that technique.
Yes,
I didn't think of that.
Think of your children in the shoe.
That's right, good stuff. All right, Shawnee, anything else to add to wrap up?
No, I'm sorry.
No worries.
Nothing else. I mean, I'm just having a great time. Thank you for inviting me to talk about
Constellation. Welcome. Yeah.
I'm really excited about what co-op is going to bring to the market and how we can help our credit unions. So.
Yeah, you guys continue to crush it in the industry, so we appreciate all the hard work that you guys do.
Thank you.
For credit unions, I think they appreciate it as well. So good to have you guys on our side. So good stuff. All right, Shawnee, well, I'll let you get back at it.
Thank you
very much. There she is, Shawnee Price, working for Co-op Solutions and a champion axe thrower.